Okay.
Hi there, Jean. Thanks for holding. My name is Paul. Happy Tuesday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
Happy Tuesday, Paul.
Thank you.
You know, good day. You know, just after your break from the Labor Day, so.
Right.
You know,
it's nice to have
a
break.
The start of another week. So, yeah. So we're just looking forward for what we got and, you know, just stay busy. That's all we're looking for.
Right. So, you know, I know that Ray does a great job of outlining at least the basics of our services. Did you have any questions for me at this point?
Well, yeah, of course. I just want to know how the lead's going to work. When you say qualified lead, so which means that the lead has to be successful for a charge to follow after, right?
Right. So for Google Guarantee, everything routes through a Google phone number. It forwards, of course, directly to your number, and then it's monitored by a Google AI to make sure that it is someone in your service area, someone talking to you about a service you want to provide. You have to either quote a price to them or at least schedule an appointment to meet with them in person. Otherwise, it's not a qualified lead, and you don't get charged for that, okay? Now, I do want to get you the absolute most correct information here. What is your home zip code?
01604.
So, 01604, okay. So, of course, like I said, it has to be a qualified lead, otherwise you don't pay for it. And you're providing residential and commercial work as an electrician?
Yes.
Do you have any particular preference? Okay.
Residential, commercial, and industrial that I provide.
Do you have any particular preference of one over the other, or you like a nice even mix?
I like it mix. Well, it mixes good, but, you know, I just don't want to show up for something that is just an outlet or just a switch or something.
Oh,
you
yeah.
Know,
yeah, no.
You know. Okay.
Right. It has to
and
be
then I don't know.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I don't know if you guys have anything like new constructions, you know, something that, you know, you can start from scratch or whatever. I mean, whatever comes my way, you know. So, I don't know, like, maybe what? I don't know, you can get, like, what, car chargers, generator installs.
Yeah, yeah, no.
Panels upgrade.
Those are all great keywords that we would promote here for your business.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And then I did not see a Google business profile for your company. There's not, like, a verified Google listing for your business, not currently?
Like Google?
Yeah, like a
Google Marketplace, whatever it is.
Yeah, a Google business profile. Like, has your business been verified by Google as an active business in the Worcester area? I don't see a verified listing. That's something we would need to do for your company. You know, obviously our job is to get your phone ringing. Now, for Google Guarantee, your leads are roughly $31, less than $31, $30.67 per qualified lead. Now, you do have, like, licensing for your business, right?
Correct.
I got license and insurance. Yeah, you have to have at least insurance. You've got at least $250,000 in general liability, probably many times more than that, right?
I got a million.
And you have either a journeyman electrician license or a master electrician license?
I got a master's.
And no felonies on your record, at least not in the last 7 years,
no.
Right? Okay. So you would you would qualify for Google Guarantee. Like I said, you'd be paying about $31 per lead. You don't pay for the leads right away. We would make sure that you're thoroughly vetted. Google outsources that to Evident or Pinkerton. Pinkerton you might know from cowboy movies. It seems like you would qualify, though, as long as you can get the application and supporting documents to us within that first few days or that first week. The vetting process usually only takes about 3 or 5 weeks. Now, at that point, you would pay your activation budget, which is to support 13 leads, that's $400. You only pay for the leads that you use. Let's say the following month you only use one lead, the next month you only pay $30.67, okay? 10 leads would be $307.
Is that going to come up? So is that, let's say, if I have one qualified lead that I'm going to pay for, is that comes off of the $400 or
correct,
that's just extra?
No, it comes out of that $400. That $400 is for 13 leads, like I said. So let's say you only use one lead. The next month there's, you know, 12 leads worth to roll over. You would only pay for the $30.67. So you only pay for the leads that you use. It's kind of like a prepaid gas card. You only, you know, it only comes out of there when you actually use it, right? Otherwise it's still on there. Now, we would need to make sure you're verified by Google. Go ahead.
Correct. So I want to make sure I'm clear here. So I'm only paying for qualified lead. What you mean qualified lead? The lead that are actually successful, right? Like something that comes to me and I actually have the physical work done, and then I pay for. Is that what you're talking about as a qualified lead?
I can say it again. A qualified lead is someone in your service area, someone who calls you directly, requesting a service that you want to provide. And you quote a price to them or schedule a follow-up call or an appointment to meet with them in person, okay? So that's a qualified lead. A qualified lead doesn't necessarily turn into a job, but Google guarantees the highest converting lead service out there, okay? Now, you would pay the application fee. That's all you pay. You don't pay the $400 until you're thoroughly vetted in 3 or 5 weeks. But you would pay the $250 application fee. That's a one-time application fee. It's good for life. It's not an annual membership. And then, of course, you're not verified by Google. We would have to do at least 1 month of search engine optimization. Search engine optimization includes verification on Google and Bing. You'd have a Yelp listing, a Facebook page, Apple Maps, Siri on a smartphone. That local map is just below the paid ads. So being on that first page twice means you're going to get a lot more phone calls. That's a standalone service that would be $199. So with the one-time application fee of $250 and that first month of search engine optimization, your out-the-door cost is $449. Your recurring monthly is $199. Once you're thoroughly vetted is when you would have that activation budget of $400 and the lead being roughly $31 per qualified lead. Now, again, this is a position we're actively filling. We're only looking for one company to work with, and once we find that company, we actually will close out the category. We'd stop calling through the area. Now, I'm sure you've got some questions, additional questions, but that is something you would want for your business, right?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah,
of course.
My worry here is the lead, you know. So if somebody calls me for whatever they got going on to get done, and I go out there and I give them a quote, you know, and they never calls me back, so I'm paying for that lead, right?
That'd be a qualified lead, correct?
So if I have like 10 like that, and let's say if I have like 10,
let's say you have one
that
turns into a big job. I mean, what do you think? I mean, honestly, there's inherent risk in running a business. There's inherent risk in advertising. It comes with a cost, but the return on investment is the important part of it. If you're not on the first page, you're not going to get phone calls. You want to save your $31 and not get jobs? You can do that. I'm happy to move on and find another business who can take advantage of this opportunity.
Yeah,
I mean, you can handle more work, right? You can handle more work, and if someone were to call you for a panel upgrade or something like that, I mean, that's a service you would provide, right? I mean, if you want to worry about qualified leads that don't turn into jobs, then this would not be a service for you. There's no guarantees in life, sir, and certainly not with advertising. But Google guarantees your work. The businesses on Google Guarantee are thoroughly vetted, and most people know that at least something about Google Guarantee. They know that Google is putting their stamp of approval on your business, and people who have a little bit more disposable income, you know, they're not using Angie. They're not using Thumbtack. They're not looking for six contractors to call them so they can call the cheapest guy. They're trying to find a quality contractor. They're willing to pay a little bit more for it, and that's why they go to Google Guarantee. Will every qualified lead turn into a job? No. But the return on investment with $31 per lead, I mean, it's not going to take even one out of five for you to be profitable with that type of investment, right? But I mean, like I said, there's inherent risk in owning a business, and marketing is not without risk. But this is the best form of advertising out there.
So every lead is $31, doesn't matter the size of the lead. That's what you're saying, right?
Through Google Guarantee, yeah. Through Google Guarantee. It doesn't matter the size of the job. Big job, small job, residential, commercial, industrial, $31 per lead. That's through the Google Guarantee section. Now, we do need to do, like I said, search engine optimization, because being verified on Google is a prerequisite. It's a requirement to do any form of advertising on Google. Now, like I said, in that local map, where you'd be listed there with a website. And there's not a website, right? I don't see a website for your business, right? There's no website?
There is.
Okay. Well, I'll have to tell Ray that next time she should find the website before she gets me on the phone to speak with you. Also, the location of your business would have been helpful. Now, in the local map, calls come directly to you. You're not paying per lead, click, call, or job, not a percentage of your profits. And when you're on that first page in the Google Guarantee section and that local map, you'll definitely get more phone calls.
Okay. So what is the cost of that one then?
Still the $199 that I mentioned earlier.
So that's
that price has not gone up. Correct. Yeah, it's month to month. I mean, it's not something you would need necessarily to continue with, but because you aren't verified yet, it's something that we have to do at least for 1 month. Now, a lot of my clients keep it because it's profitable. And when you're on that first page, not once but twice, you see not twice as many phone calls. You see like four or five times as many phone calls because people see you in that local map after they see you in the Google Guarantee section. They might even call you in that local map and not the Google Guarantee number, the Google number. You're not paying for that lead. It's just a call coming directly to you from being on that first page twice. So there's a huge benefit to doing both Google Guarantee and that local SEO. But everything we do is month to month. You can pause your leads. Let's say you get a big job. You pause your leads. Then you still have the rest of those leads left over for the next month in Google Guarantee. You can pause your service. If you get more work than you can take on, if you need to go on vacation, you can pause the service. So we don't charge you when it's paused.
Okay, and then the Google Guarantee, but you can pause that, but that's just month-to-month thing.
It's month-to-month, yeah. You can pause the whole service, or you can pause the leads. A lot of my clients, I mean, unless they've got multiple crews and they do multiple jobs, because of the very high conversion rate with Google Guarantee, some of my clients might only use 5 or 6 leads in a month. Everything else rolls over to the following month.
Yeah.
So, I mean, being that it's month to month, is that something you wanted to get started here?
Like, do month to month?
Yeah, month to month. It's month to month, there's no contract. Of course, that means you can stop at any time. for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved. And like I said, you can pause it. If you get more work than you can take on, if you need to go on vacation, I mean, you could, if necessary, pause the service seasonally. We are not going to charge you when it's paused. We don't charge you after the fact. Everything is on pause, including the billing. But it is month-to-month, no contract. So it's really designed to get you that return on investment even in that first month.
Okay. So what am I looking at for the month-to-month?
Right.
With
so
no
your
contract.
Month, right. Month-to-month, no contract. Local search engine optimization is $199 a month. Again, that's first page placement on Google and Bing, a Yelp listing, Facebook, Apple Maps, Siri on a smartphone, etc. That's $199 a month. You would pay the first month, and then on a month-to-month basis, your recurring monthly would be $199. The one-time application fee for Google Guarantee or local service ads is $250. You would pay that today. That would be $199 plus the $250. So again, that's $449 in that first month. Next month, it's $199. When you are thoroughly vetted and it seems like you would qualify for Google Guarantee, so that wouldn't be a problem, that's when you start paying the roughly $31 per lead. That's through the Google Guarantee section. So you'd be at the very top of the page. That's where Google Guarantee is. It's the first thing that people see. You'll be just below that in the local map as well. And again, you'll have that placement mirrored on Bing for people who are looking on Bing as well. And like I said, in that local map, the calls come directly to you. You're not paying per lead, click, call, or job, or a percentage of your profit. So it's really designed for one job to more than offset the cost of the service. And certainly, with Google Guarantee and local search engine optimization, you have that website that people will be able to see. You'll definitely get phone calls. Phone calls will turn into jobs for you, especially when people are calling Google Guarantee, knowing that it's a qualified, reputable company that is endorsed by Google.
Okay.
Okay. So it is, like I said, that out-the-door cost of $449 to get everything started today. The recurring monthly is $199.
So with the $490 to get it started today, $449. Any lead I get, you have to pay for it.
Right. It's $449.
Yeah.
That's for the first month of search engine optimization and the one-time application fee for local service ads or Google Guarantee. Again, that's a $250 application fee that goes direct to Google. You pay it once and you're good for the rest of your life. As long as you're still in business wanting to do Google Guarantee, it's not an annual membership or anything you would have to renew. It's just the one-time application fee to get it all started.
Okay.
Okay. Now, the next step is to schedule a follow-up call. We call it a client interview or an onboarding call. It's to make sure that we get all the information about your company, your services that you want to list. I mean, I know you mentioned a few of them, your service area, specific cities, zip codes, even neighborhoods where you want to be found. Of course, anything like a mission statement or slogan, what's unique about your business, if you want us to say knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. So we do take care of all of that in a follow-up call. Now, I did want to do one other thing here, and that's to add another layer of protection, a little bit of extra security on your account. In fact, it is a security question and answer. So if anyone were to call us and tell us that they are with Stanton Electric, even if it's you and we recognize your voice, we may still from time to time ask for you to verify the answer to the security question. And if anyone were to call you, and if they identify themselves as Google, or even if they say Local Splash, they would need to know the answer as well as the question. If they can't provide that information to you basically right away, then you should not entertain that phone call. If anyone were to call you and tell you that you need to pay more money for your Google listing, for sure that would not be us. Like I said, everything is a fixed flat rate. There's no taxes or fees. You're not paying per click or a percentage of your profits or anything like that. Now, your options here for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
The city yeah. I was born in.
And then what is the answer?
I would say Boston. Just put Boston.
Boston? Okay, Boston. And then, like
yep.
I said, it is the initial investment of $449. That's an exact amount. How did you want to take care of that? MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover? What works best for you?
So one more question here. So
sure, of course.
After I pay the initial, okay, if I do the initial fee, I'm going to get lead for a month, and each lead that I get is going to cost me $31 per lead.
$30.67 per lead, yeah. So roughly $31. It's actually a little bit less, $30.67. You pay per lead, so everything that you don't use rolls over to the next month. So that initial $400 is for the first 13 leads. If you only use one, there's still 12 leads that roll over to the next month.
You said the initial $13, I didn't get that point. But if that's lead.
$30. $30.67. So if it's easier to remember $31, then, you know, it is a little bit less than $31. It's $30.67.
Yeah. And you were saying that any lead that I don't use goes over to the next month?
That's correct. You pay the $400 is for
yeah.
13 leads, for the first 13 leads. So Google wants you to have a budget
of
13 leads to get things started. Google finds that that's pretty kind of right in the middle of what most businesses need. If you need more leads, you can get more leads. Like I said, most of my clients get a job, they pause their leads, and they don't use all 13 leads in that first month. So anything you do not use rolls over to the following month, but the $400 is to support the first 13 leads.
Gotcha.
Okay.
So
it's very simple, very straightforward.
Is there any app that you guys have an app where I can track my activities or
Absolutely.
Look at it, like say, I can just go on there
yeah.
and post?
Yeah, there's two ways that you can track your success. We have a dedicated website, which is my.localsplash.com. You'll have a username and a password, 24/7 access to the reports. The reports update throughout the day, so it's almost real-time reporting. We also have an app that you can download through the App Store, and that is actually going to get you even more detailed information than using your website. It's a lot easier for some business owners, and they do prefer that. So you'll have both of those options for tracking your success. You'll always know exactly how much work you're getting, where that work is coming from, the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up for each individual search, etc. So a lot of our clients do use their tracking system quite regularly. In fact, the ones that are most successful use that tracking system because, you know, sometimes you get a phone call, you forget some of the details. Instead of calling that person back, you can access all of that information through your tracking system.
Right. So what is the app? What's the app name?
Yeah. So there is an app through the App Store, the local Splash app, the Splash app.
Splash app, is that the name of the app?
Yeah, the local Splash app. You can type in local Splash, and you'll see it in the App Store.
Yeah. Oh, local Splash. Okay.
Okay.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Now,
so everything about my account will be on there. If I go on there, I will see everything about the account.
Yeah. Yeah, everything on your account. I mean, it's all of the information, all of the work that we do to get you and keep you on that first page, all the work that you're getting, information about the phone calls that you're getting, and again, you can even hear the recordings of those calls. So it's all there on the app. A lot of our clients love it, and the ones that are most successful are the ones that use the app, because again, it has all the information, not only how much work you're getting, but who to follow up with. So if you miss a call, it's right there on your app.
Yeah, gotcha.
Okay. I think you're going to love it. Now, normally for the search engine optimization component, there is a one-time setup fee, but I don't want to charge that setup fee for you. I want to make this as affordable as I possibly can. And like I said, it's just that month-to-month then of $199 and the one-time application for the Google Guarantee. Now, is that initial investment of $449 going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover? What's going to work best for you, sir?
It's going to be Visa.
Is it your name on the card, first and last? Any middle initial on that card?
It's going to be my name. Middle initial, I don't think there is. Give me a moment.
No problem.
Yeah, there's a middle initial, but it has nothing to do. It's not a problem.
Okay. You said it was a Visa card, right? That should start with a 4. All Visa cards do. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
All right, so that's 4400668481484829.
The last two?
29.
Might be missing some here. You said 4400668481489.
No. So after the 484, you have 27, then 81, 48, 29.
Okay. So 4400 6684, and then did you say 29 or 28?
27.
Yeah. Okay. I missed those two. So 4400 6684 2781 4829.
You got it.
And then the expiration month and year?
December of 2029.
And then the last three digits on the back of the card.
566.
So I have 566566 on the back of the card. I've got December or 12 of 2029 for the expiration date. The card again, 4400 6684 2781 4829. What is the billing address of that card? I know is it 01604 is the zip code?
Yes.
And that's in Worcester. What is the street address?
Commonwealth Ave.
And the physical numbers?
13.
13 Commonwealth?
Yeah.
Okay. And then you said there was a middle initial on that card, right? What is that middle initial?
It's a T.
T, and then the spelling of your first name, Ray has J-E-A-N, is that accurate?
Yeah.
And then you said the middle initial of T, like Tom, right? Not P like Paul?
No, so, like Tom, yeah.
Like Tom. J-E-A-N is your first name, correct? And then
yeah.
could you verify the spelling of your last name?
You don't have to put a middle initial if you want to. That's up to you, but you don't need it.
If it's on
the
card.
The last name is M-B-A. M-B-A-C-E-N-O-H.
You said M like Mike and then D like David?
Oh, no. M as Mike, B as in boy, A as
okay.
in apple, T as in Tom, E as in egg, N as in Nancy, Z-O-H.
Z-O-H? So
yeah.
M, B like boy, A, T, E like Edward, N, Z-O-H.
Correct.
Okay. And then, your business is technically service based, right? Meaning that customers don't come to you. You only go out to the customer, right?
That's correct.
Okay. And that's kind of how Google expects it to be. They wouldn't expect you to have like a brick and mortar location or service area or anything like that. So we're just going to list you city and state. And then, of course, you can be found anywhere throughout your entire service area. Now, I was looking for an email address for your business. You said you had a website, but I didn't see it. The name of the company is Stanton Electric.
Stanton Electric. If you Google Stanton Electric, you'll see it.
Stanton. S-T-A-N-T-O-N?
T-E-N-Z-O-H. T-E-N-Z-O-H. T as in Tom, E as in egg, N as in Nancy. Z as in zebra, O-H.
Tenzo Electric.
That's it, yeah.
T-E-N-Z-O-H electric.com.
Yep.
And then the name of the business,
right.
It's Tenzo Electric LLC, right? You want the LLC?
That's part of the business.
Okay.
Yeah, right, yep.
Perfect.
Tenzo Electric LLC.
And then your name is like Tenzo, but the MBA is in front of it, right?
You got it right, yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. Okay. And then...
Yep.
So, what is a good email address? Is it on the website? Let me see if I can pull that up here.
Yeah, it's on the website somewhere. Or if you want, I can give it to you.
TenzoElectric@gmail.com.
No, at mail.com.
On your website it says at gmail.com.
The guy, they fucked it up. It's mail.com.
Okay. TenzoElectric@mail.com.
Yes.
Okay.
This guy, they fucked it up.
That's okay.
Yeah.
I've got it correct in my system here.
Okay. I mean, like, if they fucked it up, if someone emails me on there, I'm not gonna get it.
No. I've got it updated in my system. It's accurate and correct in my system here.
Okay.
And then I do need to read what's called a voice verification. It is required of us because we are a Google Premier partner. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that you can stop at any time, etc. Now, for some reason, when I went to encrypt the card information, it blanked it out entirely, including the expiration. But the expiration date was December of 2029, correct?
That's correct.
And then the last three on the back of the card, if you can remind me?
566.
566, right? Not 576?
No, 566.
566. And then if you can read those 16 digits one more time, the card itself.
4400668427814829.
Okay, so the voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time. If you have a question or want me to clarify my question, it's actually, though, pretty straightforward. I do have it pulled up, and it does read as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will, in fact, be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreements, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you want it to appear online?
Tenzo Electric LLC.
LLC, and that's exactly how I have that. The website is tenzoelectric.com. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
Gene Patenzo, manager.
You're the manager. And as the manager of Tenzo Electric LLC, Gene, of course, you are authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yep.
Of course. Of course, you make all the decisions for your company. And then for the billing information that you did provide that Visa card in your name, of course, you are an authorized user on that account as well, right?
Correct.
Of course. Now, it does say to get results as fast as possible. It's important that you are also actively involved in your campaign, because it's our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services can, in fact, contact you directly. So for that reason, we do specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, which is 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Of course, you would agree to that, right?
Of course, yes.
Of course, Gene. And then it does say, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you would continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month. The reason that we ask, of course, is that we will make sure that all of your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think will also create content for your business online, we do ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that all of the information is accurate. Gene, that's fair enough, right?
Yeah, sure. So with this here, because the month-to-month thing, I can always switch it to a yearly thing, right? Or I can cancel it anytime.
You can. Yeah, that's still part of the voice verification that I haven't gotten to just yet. But yeah, absolutely. That is exactly the case. It is month to month. Now, the reason we ask for you to disclose any additional online marketing efforts is, first of all, we wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally or even more important is we'll always make sure your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. We do what's called the NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we will make sure that no physical street address appears for your business online, since customers do not come to you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. That's fair enough, right?
Okay.
Perfect.
Got that.
Absolutely. Now, as I mentioned, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. In fact, as I mentioned before, as part of the verification process, it's essential that Local Splash receives the required documents in a timely fashion. So this may include your business license, proof of insurance, of course, the Google Guarantee application, which will be texted out to you in just a minute here, and any other items recommended or required for Google Business verification. Now, we kindly ask that you submit these documents within the first 7 days. Of course, failure to provide the necessary documentation within that time frame may result in delays on your account. So do you agree to submit that information within the first 7 days?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Now, as I mentioned, everything is month to month. There is no contract. You are going to have, I'm hoping, your client interview today, so we'll get everything set up and started here, okay? Now, as I mentioned, it is a one-time application fee of $250 for Google Guarantee. Your first month of search engine optimization is $99, so your initial payment today, including any setup fee, is exactly $449.00. You're recurring monthly, and today's date, of course, is the second. Your recurring monthly will be on the second for the local search engine optimization, which is $199. And then, of course, once you're thoroughly vetted is when you do have the $30.67 per lead, so a little bit less than $31 per lead. Now, it is a month-to-month service. It is offered completely at will. Again, that means no contract. You can stop at any time for any reason. No questions asked, no fees involved, and you can pause it. You can pause it at any time. Whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, you can, of course, pause the service seasonally. Your Google Guarantee can be paused, and you can pause your leads as well. All that we would request to prevent the charge of the following month is that you would contact our client support team and contact them at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Gene, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yep.
Okay. Now, do you want to be found like Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday, Sunday?
Monday through Friday.
Monday through Friday. Closed on Saturday and Sunday.
No, Monday through Saturday.
Monday through Saturday. Monday through Saturday, is that like 8 to 5, 7 to 4? When did you want to be found?
7 to 6.
7 to 6? 7 to 6, Monday to
yep.
Friday.
Monday okay. to Saturday.
Monday through Saturday. You're right. Monday through Saturday. Now, of course, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system as soon as we're able to process that payment. Now, for some reason, our finance department is saying that we were not able to process that payment. It's not telling me exactly why, but is the $449 available on that card ending 4829?
If it's not doing it, then I'll give you another card.
Okay. Let me try again with a different card. And is it also a Visa, or is this one MasterCard, Amex, Discover?
A Visa as well.
A Visa as well. Is the middle initial of T on that card, or is it just first and last?
Give me a sec. I gotta get
No problem. No problem.
So you guys are going to notify me every month before you recharge the account, right? We recharge the card.
So it is set to bill for the $199 on the 2nd of the month. Now, again, like I said, if you have any questions or concerns, we are closed on the weekend. But if you contact us before the 2nd, then we can address that. But that other card, does it also have the same billing address, the 13 Commonwealth?
Yes.
Okay. You said it was also a Visa, so that should still start with a 4. What is the expiration month?
No, this one will be a Master this time. I use a Master this time.
5 then, okay. So it should start with a 5. I'm actually ready for those numbers. If you want to read them 4 digits at a time, I'll repeat it back at the end for accuracy.
Yeah, so that's 5472.
Mm-hmm.
15 14 26 43 7007.
And the expiration month and year?
5/30. So March.
5.
May of 2030. Yeah.
And then the last 3 digits on the back of the card?
450.
450. So 450, 450 on the back, May or 05 of 2030, the expiration date. The card itself, was it 5472, 1514, 2643, 7007?
It was 5474, not 72.
Oh, so 5474. 5474,
yep.
1514, 2643, 7007. Is the middle initial of T on that card as well?
You can use Tensor Electric LLC on this one.
Oh, Tensor Electric. Okay, so no middle initial. It's Tensor Electric on that card. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All righty. So in about a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number, the hours of operation on there, as well as the support email. But if you've got a pen handy, I'm more than happy to give you that information now.
Yeah, but if I go on the app, like you just told me, I'm still going to get all the info on there, right?
Yeah, you'll get it by email anyway. You'll get it by email in the next couple of minutes here. You can, by the way, reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. That's Eastern Time. The email address will be on there also.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you can email 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you that same business day unless they receive the email either after hours or maybe very late in the day, in which case they would follow up with you the following business day. Now, as far as your follow-up call with our technician, would you be available? I can get you in. Well, it would be too short notice, I think, to get you in at 2 o'clock. This afternoon, though, there's a 5 o'clock or a 6 o'clock. Which of those would work best for you?
How long is it going to take?
So the call takes about 25, 30 minutes. It looks like I could also get you in at 4, 5, or 6. Takes about 35, 40 minutes.
Okay.
Does that work for you today?
Four.
Okay.
Let's do the four.
4? Okay. It's going to be scheduled from 4 until 5. At 3 o'clock, you're going to get a reminder email that the call itself is scheduled at 4, and then I'm also going to send you a calendar invite. That calendar invite is going to be direct to your email inbox. It's just for your record. You do not need to respond to it. although many people do, and there's no problem if you do. It's going to say local splash CING. So we are doing your client interview later today at 4 o'clock, which is great. We usually do our client interview the first, second, or third day, so getting it done quickly is important. It might take 5 to 7 business days for your dashboard and all of your directories to be submitted. We don't need to build a website for you. We're not doing Facebook ads. Your local map, 45 to 60 days for optimum placement. Now, keep in mind, if you can get us the supporting documents, and you will, let me just make sure the email has already been sent, or it's a text message. So you should have gotten already a text message with the Google Guarantee or Local Service Ads application. It takes about 10 or 15 minutes usually, and then you can send us the supporting documents. That, like you said, as long as you can get them to us in the next 7 days or so, the vetting process takes maybe 3, 4, 5 weeks. It would only take 6 or 8 weeks if you don't get us that information in timely fashion, but I know that's not going to be a problem for you here. Now, one thing I did want you to see is the other email that you've gotten. It's the one that says local splash initial invoice. So if you click on that one, it's going to say, hello, Gene. Thank you for choosing local splash. Your invoice is located below. Do you see that one?
I'm not into my email yet. Give me a second.
Okay. Well, yeah, take your time. So I did want to walk you through a couple of things.
So the supporting document that you guys are requesting from me, so where am I going to upload it? Upload it on email? Is this on email?
Can.
Is there a link for that?
You can either email them to us. You can do it through the app, and it's going to be things like, of course, first of all, the Google Guarantee application, proof of license, proof of insurance, anything like photos of tools or equipment, your service vehicle. Obviously, there's no physical workplace because, you know, you basically work from home, you work out of the truck. Google's fine with where you park your service vehicle when you're not using it for work. And, of course, the business is licensed and insured. If you can send us copies of that, both for Google verification and for Google Guarantee, anything like a business card or anything like that. So you'll receive another email in a minute or so. In fact, it looks like you did just receive it, the one that says action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. It doesn't have to be everything on that list, but anything you send our way will help us expedite the process. Now, you did get a welcome email, which is important, not just because it has our client support information. You can access that on most of our emails. That welcome email will also have your login credentials once your tracking system is active. We need to do your client interview first, and you'll be notified in the next day or two once your tracking system is live. At that point, it's accessible 24/7. Reports update throughout the day in almost real time, and again, you can access that either by downloading the app or through the dedicated website portal. Now, like I said, the one email that I did want you to see now, though, because it will expedite the process of getting things started even before your interview, is the one that says local splash initial invoice. So again, it's going to say thank you for choosing local splash. Your invoice is located below. And then a few sentences down, it says please click here to accept the subscription terms. Do you see that?
I'm still looking for the email. So, I don't see that one yet.
Okay. So if you refresh, you should see it. Our system did send it successfully a couple of minutes ago. It says local splash initial invoice. So it should have triggered also a text message, but it should also go to the email. So click on that one. Click on the one. That's the one.
Yeah.
And then you'll see just still in the body of the email above where it says access your dashboard, the last sentence is please click here to accept the subscription terms. Click on those two words, click here, and it's going to be hyperlinked to the written terms and conditions. Everything we went over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. The first thing under services is where it says Google Business Profile Optimization. Are you able to see that?
Yeah, I'm trying to scroll it down, yeah.
You can scroll through it. Google is going to be our main focus, but with the local SEO, you'll also be on the first page of Bing. We'll create all the additional directories. Now, the three boxes below the long line, we would want you to click all three of them. One, that you agree to receive SMS or text messages from us. The other, that you certify that you're the authorized holder and signer of the card. And then one, that you acknowledge that payments are automatic and recurring. But as I mentioned, you can stop at any time, no questions asked or fees involved. Once you've got all three of those boxes clicked, click in the longer box and type in or copy and paste your first and last name. Better that you capitalize the J and the M, the first initials. And then once you've got that, if you're on your smartphone, turning it sideways will allow the whole bottom part to pop up a little bit higher, making it much easier for you to access. Once you've got your name in that long box, click the orangish colored box that says confirm signature. Now, Gene, that does a couple of things. Of course, it lets us know that you know that it's month to month. It will also allow us to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate, and, of course, to fix it if it's not. So it's an important step in the process. You'll know that you are successful in submitting that if it asks you to log into your tracking system. Just let me know when you see that next screen.
Yeah, we say welcome to local/.
Correct.
Sign in with your credentials below.
Your login credentials are on your welcome email, but you do not need to do that right now. Our automated system thinks both that your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it, but neither of which is true. Not yet. We have to do your client interview first, and then you'll receive confirmation when your tracking system is active. Until then, you're all set and squared away for your follow-up call, which is going to be today at 4 o'clock. I'm going to send you a calendar invite right now. Now, if I do happen to be in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I will be on that call as well, just to kind of introduce you to your technician and answer any quick questions that you might have. I'll try to keep my phone line open, but if I am on a call already, they'll take good care of you. They'll call you on their own, with or without me. They will know the security question, which is Boston, for the city you were born in. Other than that, though, I did want to be the very first to say welcome aboard. I'm excited to get this going for you, excited to get you verified on Google, get that website in front of more people with the Google Guarantee and all of the calls coming directly to you. We know you're going to see those quality jobs coming your way, and, of course, we are looking forward to earning your business 1 month at a time.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. I appreciate you.
So, yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. And like I said, our technician will be calling you in that 4 o'clock hour. It should be right at or very close to 4 o'clock.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
All righty. Thank you so much. You take care. We'll be talking to you soon. Have a good one.
You too. Thanks.
Thank you, Gene. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.